listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
Yes, welcome back to the Bidgee Bubble. It's Matty Ray here, and you are at the place where we catch up on all the great things happening around the Riverina MIA. And we're approaching the winter solstice for 2024. Hasn't it been a cold one? Plenty of frosty mornings for us to shiver through. But kick back now with your favourite warm cup of coffee, because we have some action-packed events to talk about, both for warming the soul and enriching the mind, including special guest Peter McFadyen, who's going to preview the Tullabergill Lakes United Sharks 50-year premiership reunion, and the Boys to the Bush informative presentation in Griffith coming up for vulnerable young boys up to 23 years old. But first, let's check out the weekend's entertainment. Get ready to turn up the heat this frosty Friday at the Leeton Hotel. JL the Barber is spinning the hottest tracks to get your weekend started right. That'll kick off from 9 p.m. Come for the music and stay for the vibes. Say a DJ's not really your vibe, you can get singer-songwriter Miss Michaelia over in Narrandra. She's an 18-year-old sensation doing covers and originals at the Bidgee Hotel on Friday night from 8 p.m. And staying with the Bidgee Hotel, Just a Girl is performing covers from various popular classic, current and country artists. Debbie Lee is her name, and she'll be at the Bidgee Hotel on Saturday from 8 p.m. And if you haven't heard about the vulnerable young male support group called Boys to the Bush, well, they have an informative presentation event coming up where they'll describe everything about their organisation and the assistance they can provide to vulnerable and disengaged boys in the Griffith community, and how you might like to get involved too. So check that out on Tuesday, 3:30 p.m. until 5:15 p.m. at the Griffith City Library, though you will need to RSVP no later than Monday, the 24th of June. Send an email off to either Dean or Cassandra. That's dean@boystothebush.org.au or cassandra.tyack@boystothebush.org.au. And if you call Hay, Hilston or Rankin Springs home, the Carrathool Shire has Resilient Economy Roadmap Seminars. In Rankin Springs, the workshop has had a venue change. It'll now be held at the Rankin Springs Golf Club. This is where you can take the front foot and set the agenda for your vision for your town's future over the next 10 years. It's a great opportunity to connect with others, hear from several guest speakers, and actively participate in facilitated workshop activities and discussions. This is an initiative between the Hay and Carrathool Shires to be delivered in 2024. Participation and catering are free, though you will need to register. There are links on the Carrathool Shire Facebook page for you to do so via Humanitics. So for Rankin Springs, that is at the Golf Club, Tuesday next week from 5 to 9 p.m. And then it's Hilston's turn at the Ex-Servicemen's Club, 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Half a century on from Tullabergill Lakes United's premiership in 1974, I'm joined now by Peter McFadyen, and you guys have a special reunion for the Sharks game against Yenda on Saturday, the 30th of June. And how many players in that premiership winning team will we see return?
Been great interest shown in this reunion. 50 years, as you said then, 50 years since we won our first premiership in Group 20. We came on board in Group 20 in 1971. Three teams from Group 17, Tullabergill, Yuwabalong and Lake Gilligo combined to become TEL United originally. Then we became Lakes United. So it was a great achievement after being in only a short period of time to win their first grade premiership. 72, we won the reserve grade premiership, and 74 was the first grade. So it was a great occasion, and we're looking forward to a great roll-up back on the 30th of June when we play Yenda here at the Lake Recreational Oval.
So that one being the first premiership, is that what makes it stick out in particular more than others?
Well, it is, Matty, because we went for a long period of time after that, had to go to 2013 before our next first grade premiership. We played in a few, but we stumbled at the last hurdle, but they won again in 2013. So those guys that performed that day in the Randa Sports Ground, defeating the Black and Whites 11-8 in an amazing game of rugby league. It was only 3 points for a try and 2 for a goal in those days. So it was 11-8. Great game of football. And, yeah, stuck in people's memory because those guys were immortal until, well, they still are, but they were the kings of our side until 2013 when the first grade came up and had a victory at the Solomad Stadium back in 2013.
And what are the key points on the day with the reunion happening with the clash against the Blue Heelers? And is there anything that we should prepare for now, Peter?
Well, what there is, Matty, the Black and Whites, who we played that day back in 1974, they've got a bye that day because they play Hay Magpies the day before at Hay. So there's quite a bit of interest from the Black and White players. John Benetti was in that side, a guy called Kerry Gallagher. He starred that day. He scored 2 tries for the Black and Whites in their loss there. He was a very talented footballer. Kerry's interested in coming back. We've got complimentary tickets for the Black and White supporters and players that want to come over that day and help us and celebrate that occasion. And we've had a great rapport with the Black and Whites ever since. And even then, we've great friendships have developed over the years, and nothing's changed up to today. We're still great mates with the Black and White players and supporters. So it would be a special occasion. Hopefully get there about 11 o'clock at Lake Recreational Oval, get together. Been a lot of interest in ones like Roy Chadden and our president, Cole Ward. Done a lot of work in getting things organised and making it a very pleasant, enjoyable day to sit back and enjoy what happened all those years ago and remember it and celebrate it, but also watch the Television Lakes United Sharks go around against the Yenda Blue Heelers because of the full day of football and league tag there on the 30th of June at Lake Recreational Oval.
Yeah, it will be a ripper day. Good to see the players from that first premiership. Hard to believe it's been 50 years since then for the Talabagil Lakes United Sharks. And good luck against Yenda. And safe travels to everybody, including the Black and Whites fellas who are going to travel and be a part of this celebration. Peter, want to thank you for your time on the Bidgee Bubble this week.
No worries, Matty. Thank you for your support. Doing a great job. Well done to you, Matty.
And a thank you to our special guest on the Bidgee Bubble this week, Peter McFadyen, for his time. That's all we have for you. Until next week, get a notification when that new episode is available just by adding Triple M Riverina MIA Brekkie to your favourites on Listener. Keep warm this week. I'm Matty Ray. Hope to catch you again soon.
A Listener exclusive.